Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Flaskamper. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Jamison goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flaskamper fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper strikes out. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ekrod. The throw from Krause and he is out, Ward applying the tag. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a line drive towards the mound. Connolly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper throws to second for 1, and Ward throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Jameson scores. Summa moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Flask Amper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Flask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper is 0-for-1 in the game. Flask Amper strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Flask Amper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Flask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper is 0-for-2 in the game. Flask Amper hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive towards short. Flask Amper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flaskamper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Carl Reynolds. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Aaron Ward. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk now playing left field. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jamison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Barrett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Barrett. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. Burns moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper is 0 for 3 in the game. Flaskamper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a ball on the ground for a single. Flaskamper moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Flaskamper scores. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 3 in the game. Ekrod bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jacobs. Sewell moves to third. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 3 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhel hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Lutsk trying to get to second. Hunfield throws to second, with Flask Amper covering, who tags Lutsk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Falk reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 3 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Krause reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Johnny Ma still pinch runs for Buck Krause. Ike Boone pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.